Hello, Beauty News family. Welcome to part two of our holiday. What's this? Part two of our holiday recaps. We've been filming a lot the last couple of days. I've had enough, and so has my brain, apparently. It didn't come to work with me today. I don't know how I've survived this long, but we're doing L to Z of the holiday things.
Yeah, so if you missed A to K, it went up yesterday. We'll have a link in the description box. And like we said yesterday, this is just a brief rundown of the collections that we have gathered. This is not comprehensive. Nope. There are literally hundreds of thousands of beauty brands out there. And we're not going to go through every item in every collection. It is just the gist of it. It's a recap.
It's a recap of what we've discussed. If we haven't discussed it in depth, it's not going to be in this video. We're starting with La Mer.
Fancy.
So expensive. So they had a really, really expensive advent calendar this year. But I think that's almost everything that they had was actually holiday themed. There was the Glow Highlighter. So it's a dual texture highlighter. $140, very expensive. And then they made packs. If you go to their website and you look at the holiday section, they've even just taken like a cream that they've had in their repertoire for
ever,
God knows how long, and gone holiday gifting ideas.
No.
A lot of brands are doing that, and it's lazy.
It is lazy. All right. From Laneige, we saw two new holiday scents of their lip sleeping mask.
Yes.
So there's mint choco and sweet candy. These come in full sizes. You might recognize mint choco from one of the holiday packs last year. And they also had holiday packs. So these are all sort of skin or lip packs, mainly lip packs. And they do vary from country to country. So the ones on the screen are what is in the US. But we did see some other ones in Australia. So
we did, yes.
There we go.
From Laura Mercier, again, a very small collection this year. We had an eyeshadow palette. There was two eyeshadow palettes. One that was 15 pans and one that was 8 pans.
But the 15 pan one was it had two levels because it had four face powders.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, so it was
that's
a face and eye palette.
And then the 8-pan palette was a single palette. Then we had highlight trios.
Yeah.
I saw these for the very first time in person. They're huge.
Are they?
They're huge. They do not need to be this damn big. They're not that big, but they're big.
They're big.
Like, yeah.
But they charge a lot for them.
They do. Then we had like a caviar stick vault that contained 10 caviar stick shades. I can't count. And then there was a 4-pack of the mini caviar sticks. We had some lip packs. So there was the lip duo. What are they called?
Velour Seduction.
That's
lip
it.
Duet.
They look like
Caviar sticks, but for the lips. Yeah. We had a couple of lipstick and matching lip liner sets, and then also an eye set with a mini caviar and a full-size mascara. From Lime Crime, we saw they released this ages ago.
I felt like
this was last year.
It's been out for 100
years.
Yeah,
so they had three mini quads. So these are Venus XS in three different shades. There was a big, sort of very, very festive for Lime Crime, a Christmas tree-themed triangle eyeshadow palette, and then once again they go crazy with the lip packs. Lip vaults, there are lip ornaments, they have them for lip glosses, metallic lips, matte lips, everything. There's also new liquid highlight shades, two new shades there, and also some unicorn hair duos. So you have a hair mist that is a sparkly one, and then also a tinted one, so you can sort of spray sparkle and color to your hair.
All right, from Lorac, we had a collection that they did with Rachel Zoe. So there was a bunch of little 6-pan palettes. There was 5 different styles. These look cool.
They do look cool.
I still like these. There was a face and body diamond dust, a face and body brush. Then there was 2 lip gloss trio packs, some little trio lip kits, and also a 6-pack of mini lip glosses.
All right, Manny MUA, his brand Luna Beauty brought out the Moonspell collection. This was a very different sort of vibe for a holiday collection. It sort of entered into the witch in TV shows and movies realm, which I really liked.
It's very witchy poo.
It's very witchy. I believe the palette is permanent, but the other products are limited edition.
Right.
Is that correct? I think it is. But the Moonspell palette, it looked like a sort of spell book. It contained 15 eyeshadows with purples and greens and sort of colors in between. Then he brought out three lip products. There was an iridescent sort of white to pink purple lip gloss, a deep blood red liquid lipstick, and a black liquid lipstick as well.
From Lush, we have a massive collection. This might be the biggest collection they've ever done.
It's I think insane. We say that every year.
It just gets bigger and bigger every year. So there are bath bombs coming out the wazoo. You've got lip scrubs, amaze balls, which were really cool. They're like a bath bomb with bubble bar in them, I believe. Ooh. Yeah. Body sprays. Yeah. There's everything. Everything that you could want. They also yog-nogged everything.
Yes.
And just recently they brought out even more Christmas-related stuff. They brought out a yog-nog body mist. Can you bloody believe it?
I'm like, where was that last week?
When we're at their holiday thing. I know.
Would have bought that.
It's absolutely massive. Not only do they have all of these individual products, they have so many holiday packs.
Yeah. And it's really cool, though. They were talking about the paper they use to wrap their packs. And some of them are made from banana leaves and old recycled T-shirts. Like, they're really trying to have sustainable paper.
Go and touch the T-shirt paper. Ask them about it. It's so weird.
The banana powder. Stem or something.
Banana powder. Banana paper. Banana powder.
Paper. Damn. All right, MAC. They always bring out a big collection, and this year it was called Starring You. So the theme was stars and
you
and sparkles. So they had these sort of sparkly lipsticks with these star designs on the bullet. They looked pretty. There were six shades. There were lip glosses in five shades. They had star studs, which was some like stick-on thing.
Yeah.
Strange. They brought back the Spellbinder eyeshadows in four new shades. There were lashes, eye pencils, and heaps of packs as well. Yeah. They had like face palettes, eyeshadow palettes, lip packs, new highlighter powders, everything.
Yeah.
All-star or sparkly themed. Very, very MAC. They also had their lip vaults back and also advent calendars.
And it was trash, that advent calendar.
Was it?
Oh, I saw someone unbox it and the whole time I just sat there going... You paid for that. Yeah, paid actual money for that. They're not. That's no, it. That it's. I felt bad for that person. I felt really fucking bad for that person.
Hopefully they made AdSense.
Hope they bloody well. Look, it had some good views, I will say that. So
they're fine. They'll
be all right. They'll be fine. Okay, Makeup Revolution. Oh, Precious Stones is what they called the collection this year. There were five eyeshadow palettes, two highlighting palettes, a bunch of fixing sprays. These sounded really cool because they had like Iced Diamond, Rose Fizz, and Cherry Truffle. They really needed to make them scented. I'm just going to put it out there. There was lip toppers and loose highlighters. There's also pressed highlighters, brush sets. There was a diamond blender and case. So that was a diamond, like, makeup blender.
Yeah,
with and a little diamond case. Yeah. That was really cool. That's something of note. Go and support that. And then they had some liquid glitter eyeliners. So pretty big collection.
All right, Marc Jacobs, they've got, like, a sequins-themed holiday collection.
Sparkly packaging.
It was a little bit confusing because they first released some sparkly lip glosses. They released four shades of sequins glitter eyeshadows and a new shade of their Omega bronzer in Omega Glaze, which was like a pinky shade. And then they added to that. So they did bring out some metallic liquid liners and also an eyeshadow palette. So
I think it's called Electric.
Yeah.
But otherwise, what they've done on their website is basically bundled a whole bunch of stuff. Also, not sure if people knew this, but Marc Jacobs shipped to Australia from their US website. So
now I know that.
Now you know.
Thanks, Mark.
Ah, Melt. Okay, so Amore Eterno is their holiday collection, and I think people were wildly excited about this.
Yes.
They released two eyeshadow palettes. So the palettes were called Vida and Muerte. Basically, you had one that was sort of orange and green,
mm-hmm.
and then one that was very blue heavy.
With some deep reds.
Reds, yeah. Yeah.
They also brought out a really cool highlighter with a sugar skull on it. It's like this peach to pink color. They brought out four gel liners,
mm-hmm.
three liquid lipsticks in really bright colors. There were brushes that they released. Yep. Six brushes, a makeup bag, and they also had them in sort of sets.
Yes. Also, the PR box. Good Gorgeous. Lord almighty. Yeah,
they did a really good job with that
one. So, so good. All right, from Milani, we had a big brush set. So this contained 10 eye and face brushes. And then there was the 10-piece blush set, the ultimate baked blush vault.
Yeah, with all existing shades.
My God.
They did have a new palette called the Gilded Gold Eyeshadow Palette, which just had some golds and some browns and pop of dark sort of green. And they also had this cracker set. It's the 24 karat gold collection. It had a gold lipstick, a gold lip gloss, and a gold eyeshadow duo. I feel like brands in the Christmas time have either gone really gold or like precious stone themed. It seems like it's a really common thing happening.
Morphe Electric Nights. This is very exciting. They've got the 39L Hit the Lights Artistry palette.
By the way, that was sarcasm.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Dry humor. So this was the palette that they created with four influencers.
Yeah.
So each influencer supposedly chose 8 eyeshadows each. Mm-hmm. Then they had a 6-piece lip collection, a brush and sponge set, some more, but I can't even find anything to be excited about this.
That's fair.
It's bland, but basically there's brush sets, the palette, there's also the setting spray in limited packaging.
Yeah.
And the lip set.
All right, NARS had a Studio 54 limited edition holiday collection. They had quite a few things. Mm. So we won't run through everything, but they had eyeshadow palettes, cheek palettes, audacious lipsticks with like sparkly packaging in 3 shades. They had a lip coffret. They had velvet matte lip pencil sets, power matte lip set, lip gloss set, mini blush and balm sets in 3 shades, more sets, a cracker with a Dolce Vita. That was a mini blush and a mini lip pencil, a Climax mascara set, and a brush set. So there we go.
Heaps all very
sparkly.
Stuff. Yeah.
Very Studio 54.
Natasha Denona released the Metropolis palette.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's all.
She had the mini gold eyeshadow palette and that gold blush, that highlighted jewel.
Right. Okay.
They were all for the holiday season.
Right.
But the main thing was the Metropolis palette.
Yeah. They were released so long ago. It's.
Yeah, it's dead to me.
Yeah.
Not really. I want the Metropolis palette.
Fair.
It's alive to me.
NYX released a collection called Love Lust Disco. It contained one of those sparkly body puffs, lip pack, eyeshadow palettes. This was a weird collection. I remember talking about this. Mm. It just looks like a very large mishmash of
stuff. They've got like glittery foil eyeshadows. They've got glittery lipsticks. Mm. It was very glitter and gold.
Yes.
And glitter, gold, and disco all in one.
Yeah. From Ofra, we have the Snowed In Holiday Collection. So there was mini lip sets. There's also some face duos. So there was, I think, a blush and highlight duo and a bronzer highlight duo.
Yep.
There was also little highlighter ornaments, which were very cute. and a little signature palette. So that includes 5 mini highlighters.
Yeah, in one of their eyeshadow palettes.
Yeah, so it's quite small. But they're, I feel like that's a lot of bite-sized sort of beauty stuff.
Yeah, and a lot of some of their popular products just repackaged.
Yeah.
These days, you can't go anywhere on the internet without running into the most horrible takes.
You know, your good old-fashioned homophobes, or your self-proclaimed alpha males, who are writing 2-page articles titled, How to Score the Perfect Female in 10 Days.
If you are just as sick of these outdated takes as we are, you will love our podcast, Outspoken, hosted by me, Sam Collins, and my incredible partner, Shannon.
We are an LGBT couple who have seen it all, been called it all, and are ready to take on the never-ending world of outrageous online opinions.
Each week, we bring you the most ridiculous videos, hot takes, and hellbent news we come across on the internet.
So come laugh with us as we dismantle outdated ideologies and tear apart the most confident idiots on the internet on our podcast, Outspoken.
You can follow and listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or wherever you are listening right now.
From Ole Henriksen, we had 4 skin packs. So these essentially contain 1 full size and then a bunch of minis, and there's something for everyone. So there was Truth Be Toned, As Smooth As Possible, Oh My Glow, and Lots of Luminosity.
OPI collaborated with Hello Kitty for their holiday collection. So this is in celebration of Hello Kitty's 45th birthday, and they brought out 15 nail polishes as well as packs and an advent calendar.
Pat McGrath. So we had 3 Blitz Astral quads that they released. So these were in the sort of really fancy,
bulky black packaging,
but they're tiny little quads. Then there was 2 matte lipsticks for each quad released.
Yeah, so they were permanent shades but packaged in different colours to suit the different quads, if that makes sense. They also brought out lipstick duos. So once again, there was a duo per sort of quad theme, but they were all existing shades. And we also had the new Chromalux Highlight Creams. So it came in 2 shades. One was an iridescent metallic gold and one was a pearlescent blue. And they were just, shimmery highlighting cream multi-purpose products.
Indeed. Physician's Formula. We had a couple of things. So there was the Muramura Butter Bronzer Palette. So this is a 3-pan bronzing palette. Then we had the Glow Face Palette. This was a 3-pan...
highlight blush bronzer.
Then there was a highlighting one as well. And then there was also a Muramura Butter Lip Pack with 3 of the lip creams and 1 of the sleeping masks.
Yeah, they also had that massive vault that you like fold out, and it's got pretty much 1 of everything. So it had all their bronzers, all their blushes, all their highlighters, all their eyeshadows, and I think all their lip products in pans as well. So that big thing came out.
From Pure Cosmetics, we had face palette, illuminating palette, highlight and bronzer palette, brush sets, lip products. Lots of things.
Yeah, it was in their Crystal Clear collection.
Yes. Real Techniques, we had another brush set.
This was the Brush Crush Life Force collection. So it looked a lot like their Bold Metals, but just different shapes and sort of almost oil spill-like handles.
Yeah.
They came out a while ago. Ooh, Shiramura. They brought out their Shiramura and Pokemon collection. So what they do every year is they pair with either a property or an artist, and they create limited edition packaging for existing products and also some new products. And this year, the collection was called Pikachu. People were a bit confused about that. It's a cross between Pikachu and Shiramura. So in this one, they had eyeshadow palettes. They had lipsticks. They had face like a blush. They all had cool packaging. They had their oils in the limited edition packaging. They had their very famous eyelash curler that was in gold. Had a little charm, little brush set, a whole bunch of products. And they also had like a train case It was pretty cool. So Pikachu, yay.
Yes. If you don't get it, it's not for you.
That's true.
Stop it.
You're having a time with that, aren't you?
Yeah. Fuck yeah, you can stay there. Sigma just released packs.
Of so existing packs. Things.
Yeah, I'm just so... You're spoiling Christmas and I'm becoming Scrooge.
Yeah, so they had some brush packs. One had three eyeshadow brushes. One had two face brushes, two eyeshadow brushes. There was a mascara. There was one of their eyeshadow base sticks and a lip liner. Mm. No, eyeliner, sorry, not lip liner. Why would you put that in an eye pack? You dummy. Yeah. There was a sponge duo. There was a foundation brush and sponge cleaning tool. They chucked in their really old eyeshadow palette with some eye products. Some more sponge cleaning things. It was just packaging existing stock.
Yes. Smashbox, look, they went with their packs and also sort of actual themed makeup. So
cosmic themed.
This year was a cosmic theme. They had two of their little 8-pan palettes.
Mm-hmm. One was new and one was existing in new packaging.
And also a face trio, and they bundled them together and you could buy them all together. There was a Shine Like the Star You Are face trio. So they were baked, marbled face products. They had lip products.
They're massive multi-purpose. It's like, it was like a eyeshadow and face palette.
And then they had things like brush packs, eye packs. Oh, these bloody things.
Yeah.
The mini primer water duo. So they had fire and air and then earth and water, and they bundled them together and they were minis and they scented.
Scents, yeah.
And they didn't come to Australia.
No, they didn't.
You jerks. I'm so annoyed.
What did come to Australia was the Photo Finish Star Power Primer set, which just had repackaged
permanent
products.
Don't want it.
Mm-hmm.
I want the limited edition fun stuff.
I agree. Soap and Glory, they created a collection with Wonder Woman. Mm. So once again, it was mainly just existing products, but they incorporated Wonder Woman onto the packaging and they bundled a lot in sets. So, you know, body care sets, skincare sets, makeup sets, mix. But it was fun because it did have like the Wonder Woman sort of logo, which was it suited their sort of aesthetics really well.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it was a good match.
Mm-hmm.
Stila had a very small holiday collection.
Compared to last year, yeah.
Yeah. So they did have some of their Glitter and Glow, Shimmer and Glow liquid eyeshadow sets, but they didn't do many of them this year.
Mm-hmm.
They were very controlled. There was also a Stay All Day liquid lipstick set and a Blue Realm Velvet eyeshadow palette, which was a 6-pan palette.
Mm-hmm.
From Suku, they created packs this year. So there's makeup packs, skincare packs, and they did sell some like eyeshadow palettes individually and also lip products.
Yeah, they were new colours of eyeshadow palettes.
And also there was one of their blushes too.
Mm-hmm. All right, Tarte was all over the place with their holiday collection. Their main thing was their Winter Wonder Glam Luxe eyeshadow palette. So it had heaps of eyeshadows and then also some of their mini like mascara and eyeliner and also a double-ended brush. They had brush sets, they had eye sets, they had mini mascara sets.
Yeah,
they just brought out a lot of random stuff.
It's just so much stuff. It's
but
just
there was no cohesive theme to it.
No.
It was just like, here's a bunch of minis.
It's like they let Tasmanian Devil like go in. I'm talking about the cartoon.
That's an old reference, Hayley.
Go in the bloody warehouse and whatever he hit, we bundle it. Tom Ford, we had some new boys and girls lipsticks. So there was a whole bunch of the standard lip colours, and then there was a couple of the ultra rich lip colours and the colour sheer lip colours. But basically they just added to their range of expensive lip products.
Tom Ford's a bit of a hard one because they sort of released a few collections at the same time. They also brought out what looked like a winter holiday collection called Soleil Neige. So it had an eyeshadow quad, it had cream and powder eye colours, highlighter and blush glow sticks, liquid highlighters, lip balms, and a new perfume. So it all had like white and gold packaging.
Too Faced. They have a huge collection as they do every year. So they had a new gingerbread extra spicy palette. I don't know why they did that yet again. And then they had their sort of themed palettes. So they had one that was like a pull apart house, one that was a pull apart snowman, mm-hmm. one that opened up into a star, one that was a little trio of scented eyeshadow palettes. Then they had ornaments that contained mascaras, all sorts of stuff.
Yeah, they had a mini lip gloss quad instead of their liquid lipstick one. They did bring back the Gingerbread Girl and Gingerbread Man full-size holiday liquid lipsticks from last year, and they had like a mini hot buttered rum palette. They had a body powder, like an illuminating powder with a puff. They brought out, yeah, it was a whole bunch
it's
of stuff.
So much
it was
stuff.
Very festive though. Like they had this little pack with the Gingerbread Man bronzer and also a Gingerbread Man lipstick that came in a cute little pouch. So it was very gingerbread, very Christmassy, very scented. Nothing super, super exciting and new from them, but it was, yeah, very festive and very Too Faced.
Urban Decay was a weird one this year.
Yeah, super weird.
It was just really, really strange. So they had their scented sparkling body powders. I believe these were also technically lickable. So they had one in Heat, one in Honey, and one in Cherry.
Yeah, so pretty much what they did this year, besides bundling their old products, like having all-nighter setting spray ornaments or big, like, multi-packs, they pretty much took their Honey palette, the Naked Honey, the Naked Cherry, the Naked Heat, and turned that into the inspiration of holidays, which we thought was a little bit lazy because like, even Too Faced went gingerbread and like holiday and fun, whereas this was just like, okay, you know that we brought out a Naked Honey palette this year. Here's some more honey related things.
Yeah.
They had a honey primer potion, so it was like a gold one. They had a honey all-nighter setting spray, so it just had a soft honey scent. You could bundle those with a mini eyeshadow palette and a pencil. And once again, they were just, they had like a little lipstick pack as well. So two honey lipsticks, one cherry, one heat. It was just a bit of a strange one. And then what they did as well, which was kind of strange, is that they added on the Party Favor Moondust palette. So this was more disco looking. We've seen a lot of disco as well this time around. And this just had some of their Moondust eyeshadows in a little palette. 6-pan palette.
Yeah.
Had no relation to the
None.
Other collection.
Just so weird. Yeah. Wet n Wild, Wet n Wild was interesting. I didn't find too much from them. There was 10-piece brush set, 32-pan eyeshadow palette, and a Mega Glow highlighting palette.
That was out last year.
That's what they're saying.
Yeah, no, it's the same thing.
Oh,
it's
okay.
Repackaged.
Right.
In new packaging,
in
but
new
the same
packaging.
Thing was out last year.
And then I went on their website to see what else they're doing that's holiday themed. I'm like, no, that's not, you don't have three things.
They literally
they
have
do.
Three things. Yep,
that's all they've
things.
Got.
Yep, it's ridiculous.
YSL had a collection called High on Stars. So this contained a bunch of lipsticks that had little stars imprinted on them. Really, really pretty packaging. There was a...
It was like similar to last year, whereas I think last year had the fireworks sort of
yes,
design,
yep.
whereas this had stars.
Stars, yep. There's also the face and eye palette, also called High on Stars. There was two face cushions and also...
Like cushion foundations.
Yeah, cushion foundations and also the... Tatcha Clout in two shades.
Yeah,
all of it had the limited packaging. Yeah.
From Zoeva, we saw more packs. So they pretty much brought out two eyeshadow palette bundles. They did a lot of bundles last year, so I'm surprised there's only two at the moment. But there's the Cafe Delights bundle and the Elegantly Yours. Each of them contain four existing eyeshadow palettes. They both contain Caramel Melange and Cocoa Blend, but then the other two vary from the two different packs. They usually bring out a collection that's sort of a holiday release, but we've seen so far is the Precious Palette, which is a 6-pan mini palette. We sort of thought this was going to be something larger.
$22 US dollars.
Yeah, for for, ooh, that's sad.
That's not.
Yeah, but we haven't seen anything eventuate from that just yet. So they've sort of pulled back this year.
All right, so that's it for holiday for this year. Thank God, because if I had to do this again, I just wouldn't.
Not until next year.
No. We hope you guys enjoyed this video. Don't forget to let us know what you've purchased from these brands or what you've got your eye on. And we'll see you in the next one.
Yep. See ya.
Bye.